The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The number of TUSLA registered in-home childminders has dropped by 20% in the last 5 years. The National Child Care Scheme allows supports for parents availing of childminding, with the hourly rate currently at 50 cent, but this will be increased to 140 per hour by January as part of Budget 2023. However, parents not using the TUSLA registered childminders scheme cannot avail of the subsidy. I'm joined on the line by Joan O'Sullivan of the Child Carers Association and by TUSLA registered childminder Anne Ryan. Good morning and welcome to you both. Joan, first of all, what do you think, first of all, of the scheme and why this situation of falling numbers of registered childminders might be the case?
Good morning, Pat. What do I think of the National Childcare Scheme? I think from a parent's point of view, it's wonderful. If you take a parent who's paying possibly an average childcare fee of about €220 a week at the moment, that's going to, by Christmas, that's going to come down by about €60 a week per parent. And so they're going to reduce their fees by in excess of a third by the end of this year. That's wonderful for parents. So from a parent's perspective, it's absolutely wonderful. From a point of view of a childcare provider myself who administers the scheme, it's not quite that easy. And I've been looking at this issue of childminders and trying to work out why childminders would not sign up or maybe why they might have decided to unregister. And I think most childminders who go into this because they like to be at home, they like children, and they want to do something that is going to help their friends and neighbours and give them a few bob at the same time. But if you look at the National Childcare Scheme, this is government funding. And of course, the Department of Children has got to make sure that any government funding is going into the right place, that it's going into quality childcare and that it's going into something that's a little bit regulated. So with the childcare scheme, we have to do weekly returns. We have to use the system and return saying that each child has attended the hours that they're supposed to attend. If a child doesn't attend for the hours that they're supposed to attend, we have to give that money back. The parent doesn't, we have to go and chase the parent for it. The parent isn't asked to refund that money. So if you're a childminder and you're saying a child didn't turn up for a number of weeks, the childminder then would be the ones who would have to repay that. And I can understand the fear in a childminder because it puts them in the role of the guard then, that they have to go back to the parent. That's one reason I think that I would, if I were a childminder, I'd be looking at this and thinking a little bit carefully about it.
Okay, but even for you, Joan, it's a cumbersome and tedious kind of a scheme to administer.
Oh, listen, if the money was given directly to the parents, we'd, you know, I've always said, Pat, I'd be jumping up and down. It would be wonderful.
All right. And now, Anne, you are a TUSLA registered childminder. Anne, tell us, you know, to get a registration, do you have many hoops to go through?
Hello?
Hello, Anne. Yeah, we're hearing you loud and clear.
Oh, sorry. I registered with TUSLA in 2019, and it took me from June 2019 until January 2020 to actually register with them, because there was so many hoops to jump through to try and get the registration. I'm not new to childcare. I'd already been working with children for about 15 years before I registered with TUSLA in creches and preschools and things. So I knew what I had to do. So I would have thought it would have been quite simple for me to be able to do it, but it turned out not to be.
So what is the delay? I mean, first of all, you have to have a basic qualification, a level 5 childcare qualification, to even begin the registration process. If you don't have that, no point in starting it. So you have that, of course, so you register. Then what slows it down?
At the time when I was registering, you had to do everything by email. Now, I do believe it's changed to a portal now, which is meant to be quicker. But at the time when I was doing it, you basically had to email all your information in, then you waited for somebody to read your information and then get back to you. And then if there was anything that was wrong, obviously they would email you back and then you would sort the stuff out. You would email it back to them again. And this went backwards and forwards for a long time. I particularly had problems with my policies and procedures that I have for my service. Pre-TUSLA registration, I was a childminder. I'd been childminding for about 10 years. And I had my own policies and procedures that I used. which were literally very straightforward, very simple. I think they were about 10 pages long. But by the time I'd finished doing the TUSLA required policies and procedures, my book is now 68 pages long.
And which nobody will read.
No, I don't even read it myself, to be honest. Like, I did it, and I obviously, many things I need amended. But no parent that I've ever given it to going, here, have a look at my policies and procedures, is like, yes, I can't wait to spend 3 hours looking at it, you know. And it was one of these things that was basically a pointless exercise, but it's a tick box exercise for TUSLA. They have to have these things. All the way that a childminder registers just now is done under the current regulations, which are based on creches and preschools, not childminding in your home. So it's very difficult for some of the things for you to be able to do that in your own home.
So
it takes time and money.
This business of the subsidy, which at the moment is low, but will go up from 50 cent to 140, the business of having to, say, some child gets sick, doesn't show up, having to file a return every week and to pay money up front back that has been given to you if the child doesn't turn up and the parent therefore has not paid for the hours, it sounds like unnecessarily complicated, and it sounds like they don't trust you at all.
I feel that with any payments that are coming in, there's never a trust that they are just going to say, okay, we're going to give you this money and just trust that this is actually what you're doing, which I can see it from their point of view as well. But I do offer the NCS to my family, and there is times when the NCS is very smooth running, it's very simple, and we just tick the boxes and it goes ahead like normal. But like you say, it gets more complicated, you know. If parents' situations are changing, they're changing their CHIC codes that they're allocated more often, or they increase their hours because it's the summer holidays and things like that, that you have to go onto the system called the Hive to change all these, and it can be very time consuming. The Hive is unbelievably slow at times, and even doing your weekly return can sometimes take 5-10 minutes, and it's just literally ticking 3 or 4 boxes. I am lucky that I've not had an issue with payments with parents. Any parent that signs up to the NCS scheme with me is told in advance that it's not backdated. If there's any issues when we do the registration, they have to keep paying their full fees until it's up and running. So they're aware of that from day one. So I'm very lucky. Now, I only have 6 out of 8 families who are on the NCS. So compared to a creche, who might have 100 families on NCS, I wouldn't say I have it easy, but I have it obviously easier just due to the size of the service that I run.
But I could imagine that someone listening to this who's thinking, maybe I should register with TUSLA, they're listening to the complication of all of this. And even if there is a more user-friendly portal, all this bureaucracy that might attach to, you know, absenteeism among the child cohort, it sounds like a tedious business.
Yeah, it's very off-putting. I have a couple of friends who are childminders who I actually spoke to one quite recently because she was interested in becoming a TUSLA minder. And right from the set-off, as soon as I said, you have to have your level 5, like you said earlier, she couldn't do it. She doesn't have her level 5, but she's been childminding as long as I've been childminding here in Ireland. So I moved here in 2008. She's been a childminder all that time. So she has the experience, she has the knowledge, but she can't because she doesn't have her level 5. And then she's there going, I'm childminding in my own home. I don't want to have to deal with all the regulations that you have to go through. Do you know, she would have her fire extinguisher. She's registered with Childminding Ireland, so she has her safeguard and insurance and all that type of thing already there. But she just doesn't want to take that extra step into the world of TUSLA because of all the extras that you have to do. And also for the fact that she can't because she doesn't have her level 5.
This text has come in. I'm a childminder, used to be registered with TUSLA, but they took me off their list when I went from 4 or 5 children down to 3 children. I'm registered with Childminding Ireland and with my local childcare committee. Joan, you wanted to say something there?
Yeah, actually, that was the point I was about to make. If you childmind 1 or 2 or 3 children, you cannot, by legislation, the Childcare Act 1991 doesn't allow you to register. If you mind less than 7, I think, school-aged children, same thing. So a huge amount of childminders are debarred from registering in the first place. And on the note that Anne was making there about the Hive, I absolutely feel her pain. In fact, I've been on a forum to look at the Hive for the last 2 years, And actually, nothing that we ever ask for to be changed in the Hive gets changed. It's not great. It really, really desperately needs a complete review, because it's a very, very difficult system. Everything that she says is correct.
Okay, now we might have to get in touch with Thusla. We will, to find out why they aren't talking to the practitioners, because if there are simple reforms that could be implemented, it might make everyone's life a lot simpler.
It's not just Thusla. The Hive is administered by Pubble, but its rules are created by the Department of Children. So Thusla have no input into the Hive and how it works. There's three organisations that need to work together on this. Thusla, Pubble and the Department of Children.
What a complex web we weave unnecessarily. Joan, thank you very much for joining us. Joan O'Sullivan of the Child Carers Association and Anne Ryan, who's a Thusla registered childminder. A lot more to this than I thought would meet the eye.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.